Hi, this is Dr. Trish Murray. I am a doctor of osteopathic medicine, and I've practiced for many years in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. My clinic is called Discover Health Functional Medicine Center. I originally trained in internal medicine, and I was a primary care internist after my residency. But actually, as I practiced as an internist, I realized that prescribing pill after pill for chronic diseases was really not helping people get better. It was not helping them restore their health. And so I went on to specialize in traditional osteopathy and essentially non-surgical orthopedics. So I became a pain specialist. But also over the years of practicing this, I've realized that the chronic toxicity, chronic inflammation, chronic hormonal imbalances, and chronic infections that people have seem to be the root cause of why they have chronic conditions in the first place. And so I learned of the Institute of Functional Medicine, and I've gone on to become a specialist in functional medicine. And it is practicing this specialty that has led me to doing these podcasts and my present mission of empowering you to restore and optimize your own health through education, community, and support. So if you like this talk and would like to learn more, please go to my website, discoverhealthfmc.com. So hello, everyone, and welcome to this podcast we're calling The Important Labs to Ask For. I'm Dr. Trish Murray, and today I am going to just be talking about exactly that, important labs in the functional medicine world that you may want to ask your traditional primary care doctor for. You see, primary care, either family medicine or internal medicine doctors, on an annual or a biannual basis, based on your medical history and your health, would typically do what's called a comprehensive metabolic panel, which involves fasting usually. As you know, you're asked to fast and you go in without having any food and getting your blood draw done. And that complete metabolic panel typically tests for your fasting blood sugar, which is an important number to determine if someone is not metabolizing sugar well and having metabolic syndrome or diagnosed possibly with diabetes. So that's why that's done. The other reason a complete metabolic panel is done is it looks at your electrolytes. It also looks at your kidney function and your liver function. So these are the reasons why a complete metabolic panel are done, and that is one of the most basic common tests done by your primary care doctor in the traditional medical model. Another typical test done in the traditional medical model is a complete blood count. That looks at your white blood cells, your red blood cells, to determine if, and the size of your blood cells, to determine if you're anemic or not. And also if your immune system is functioning normally, and basically all the systems that are producing blood cells. And that, again, is done in the traditional medical model on a regular basis. The other test that's typically done on an annual or biannual basis by your primary care doctor, and always has been, is a lipid panel, meaning looking at your cholesterol, your total cholesterol, your triglycerides, your LDL, the bad guy, if you will, they may typically call it, and the HDL, the good guy, the garbage truck that takes the bad cholesterol away. However, I will tell you that the traditional lipid panel that is still done on the street by the traditional primary care doctors is actually about 15 to 20 years outdated. And there is a more advanced test called the advanced lipid panel, and I'm going to talk about that today. Another thing that the traditional doc will usually test for is what's called a TSH, a thyroid stimulating hormone.
And that tests your supposedly your thyroid gland's function. And we're taught in medical school that that TSH test is very sensitive, and it is the only test we need to determine if someone has a thyroid problem or not. Well, again, in the functional medical model, today I'm going to comment on that as well, in that maybe not, and it may not be enough of a test to determine the full function of your thyroid gland. Another test, of course, for men across the country that are tested on an annual or biannual basis, and basically a screening test for prostate cancer, is the PSA. If someone has a history of diabetes and has diabetes, then of course a hemoglobin A1C is also done by your primary care doctor. Depending on how well your sugar is controlled, probably more than once a year or at least once a year. So these are the tests that you may or may not be familiar with, but they are the traditional medical model typical tests. And what I'd like to do today is just spend a few minutes talking about a few tests that I do on a regular basis, and most functional medicine doctors would be doing on a regular basis, that are above and beyond the ones I've already listed. And that are, in my opinion, and in the functional medicine world's opinion, are extremely important to help us determine, for example, again, why do you have any symptoms you have or any disease process you have? We're trying to determine why and not just what you have. So one, I would pretty probably, you know, how would I put what at the top of the list or next on the list or a priority list? I don't know that I'd do that, but I would talk about categories. So for example, very common in the tradition, in the chronic disease world, inflammation is a problem. And in many of my talks and books that you'll read in the functional medicine world, we're all talking about the fact that chronic underlying inflammation and hypersensitivity of a person's immune system is many times the primary reason why they have the development of chronic diseases and why their bad genes are becoming active and developing different chronic diseases. So one test that I absolutely do on all of my patients is a, what's called a high sensitivity C-reactive protein. That test, or an SHCRP, is a test that when ordered is assessing your level of generalized inflammation in your system. So this is a test you may want to ask your primary care doctor to do if you've never had it done. And it should be less than 1.0. And if it's elevated above that, then you do have underlying inflammation and you are at risk for many chronic diseases because you have underlying hypersensitivity of your immune system and underlying inflammation. And I talk about this in my book, Make a Dent in Chronic Disease. In chapter one, that's the whole, you know, discussion of your immune system. And I explain in my book how the immune system works and the fact that, you know, our immune system is our military. It's our army, our navy, our air force, our marines, and it is defending us against foreign invasion by bugs or toxins or stress. And if we are hypersensitive to our environment, which majority of Americans today are, that's why we have a chronic disease epidemic, then we need to know if you have underlying inflammation and if you are hypersensitive. And this test called the HSCRP or high sensitivity C-reactive protein is the marker that will help you know. So the whole point of this podcast, again, is to educate you, but also to suggest that this is not an esoteric test. This is a basic test that could be done. And you just ask your primary care doc to include it in the next panel of blood work you have done when you have an annual physical. Another lab test I would suggest people consider is a homocysteine level. Homocysteine is a marker for in the pathway of your detoxification system in a pathway called the methylization pathway. And homocysteine, if it is elevated, is one window into your detoxification system and whether you are detoxifying and particularly methylating toxins well. And if you're not, then that's showing you that your detoxification system is not functioning optimally. And if it's not, you're maintaining or building up too many toxins in your system, which again will put you at risk for heart disease or many other chronic disease processes. Homocysteine is used in the cardiology world to determine if someone is at higher risk of heart disease. So again, homocysteine is, my point here is that this is another marker that you could be asking your primary care doctor to add to your panel to determine if you have issues with detoxification. And if it is elevated and out of the normal range, one thing you would want to consider doing is taking a methylated form of B12 and a methylated form of folate. And these are two very basic B vitamins. So in order to help your methylization system, detoxification system work more optimally. So we're not talking about a test that if it's elevated, you have to have big procedures or big workups done to figure it out. It's first of all, you would want to clean up your diet and clean up any toxins in your world, but also you would want to take simply methylated B12 and folate. So again, it's a lab test that is not a huge cost. It's not a zebra of a test, and it may help improve your overall health and decrease your risk of many chronic diseases. The third test I'll talk about today in this podcast is the discussion of an advanced lipid panel, or what's called an advanced cholesterol panel. Because as I mentioned earlier, when you get your typical fasting lipid test that's been done by primary care doctors across the country for many, many, many years, but that tests your total cholesterol, your triglycerides, your HDL, and your LDL, how about this statistic? 50% of people who have had a normal traditional lipid panel in the last year are actually 50% of people having a heart attack right this minute had a normal traditional lipid panel within the last year. If this test is supposed to be assessing your risk of having a stroke or a heart attack, and 50% of those who are having a heart attack today had a normal lipid panel within the last year, do you see that this test is not accurate? It's not good enough to help assess whether you have an increased risk of a heart attack or a stroke. There's a better test. And again, this is not a zebra. It's not horribly expensive. It's called an advanced lipid panel. Now, what's different about it? What's different about it is that it will give you all the numbers I already talked about, the total cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, and LDL. But it also will give you what's called the LDL particle number. And the LDL particle number is extremely important because it is not necessarily big cholesterol particles that cause problems. It's small, inflamed, and toxic cholesterol particles that typically cause plaque. And plaques, when they're unstable, break off from the inside of the wall of a vessel and go down your bloodstream and then go into smaller and smaller vessels and then block a small, tiny vessel or capillary within your heart and cause a heart attack. That's why they happen. So first of all, the LDL particle number is extremely important. And then the other thing about an advanced lipid panel is it will look at the particle size. And what I mean by the particle size is the LDL, the bad guys, how big or small are and what is the size of the particles? Now, again, why is that important? Well, I like to explain an analogy. If you take a laundry basket and imagine the size of a typical laundry basket sitting on your floor in your bathroom, and if you put basketballs in that laundry basket, you will notice that you're probably only going to fit 5 or 6 at the most in that laundry basket. So those are big particles. And LDL cholesterol should be, it's fat. They should be big, fat, fluffy particles. And they shouldn't cause a problem. But what happens when the particles get inflamed and toxic is they get smaller and denser. So now think about taking the basketballs out of the laundry basket and putting in the laundry basket instead softballs. And you'll notice you're going to put a lot more softballs than you did basketballs. And then take out the softballs and put in ping pong balls. And oh my goodness, you are going to fill that laundry basket with a lot of ping pong balls in comparison to the number of basketballs you could fit. And the point about all of this is that the more particles you have, the smaller, more dense, and more toxic and inflamed they are the ones that are dangerous. As they go down your bloodstream through a vessel and through the hose of your blood vessels, they bang into the walls of the blood vessel and they cause a wound because they're hot and toxic and inflamed. And then that wound causes an inflammatory response, which causes the development of plaques. And then as those plaques keep growing or become unstable and a piece breaks off, boom, it goes down your bloodstream and may cause a heart attack or a stroke, depending on whether that goes into a small vessel of your heart or a small vessel within your brain. So the particle size and the particle number are extremely helpful to determine whether you are at increased risk of heart disease or stroke, which the traditional lipid panel does not do at all and does not give you any information about. The other thing that comes in an advanced lipid panel, or sometimes called a cardio IQ, is the lipoprotein little A. Lipoprotein little A is a protein marker that if that is elevated, it tells you you have an increased genetic risk factor for a heart attack or a stroke. And again, this lipoprotein little A is not included in the traditional lipid panel at all. So that's another marker you would want to test for. And finally, in that advanced lipid panel is also a marker called the plaque enzyme. And if the plaque enzyme is elevated, it is a sign that you have unstable plaques. You have increased burden of plaques, and you have some of them that are unstable, and they may be spewing some of the plaque into your bloodstream. So you'll notice these labs are very important to ask for. And the traditional medical model, the traditional primary care doc, family practice doc, or internal medicine doc out there is not usually, first of all, one thing is they may not be educated about the advanced lipid panel, but the high sensitivity C-reactive protein and the homocysteine, they should be familiar with. They're not esoteric tests. It's just the advanced lipid panel is a newer test, and they may not have heard of it or been educated about it because, to be honest, the medicine on the street is typically about 15 years behind the movement of the science and the most up-to-date things being done in the labs across the country as far as research and the most up-to-date science. So that's really what I wanted to talk today about in this podcast today on important labs to ask your primary care doctor about that you may want to ask to be added to your traditional or screening tests that are done when you have your physical exam. So to list those three that I talked about today, one is a high sensitivity C-reactive protein or HSCRP. The other is a homocysteine, and those are standalone lab tests. Those are two different ones. The third one I discussed today is called an advanced lipid panel, and it's not just one lab test, it's multiple, and it's an actual panel but it includes, beyond your total cholesterol, your HDL, your LDL, and your triglycerides, it includes an LDL particle number. It measures the size of the LDL particles. And again, big is better and small is bad and toxic and inflamed. And it also tests for a lipoprotein little A, which is a genetic marker for increased risk of heart disease. And it also tests for a plaque enzyme, which would show that you are at increased risk of a heart attack because the plaques you may have built up in your vessels are unstable. So I hope this helps. And I hope to see you or have you listening on our next podcast. Take care.
So, I hope this podcast has helped empower you on your journey to restore and optimize your health. And if you would like more information, my clinic is called Discover Health Functional Medicine Center. And our website is discoverhealthfmc.com. On our website is a great deal more information educationally, as well as information about our services, and also an opportunity to schedule a 30-minute free consultation with one of my team. During this 30-minute free consultation, you can get to know us, we can get to know you, you can learn about our services, and see if it would be a fit for you to improve your journey toward restoring and optimizing your health. Another option is to go to our Facebook page. Again, that's Discover Health Functional Medicine Center. And also to join our Facebook group. Our Facebook group is filled and creating a community of people just like you that you can talk with and interact with about your questions. You can also ask us your most burning questions. So please go to my website, discoverhealthfmc.com, or join our Facebook group at Discover Health Functional Medicine Center. And let's work together on our journeys to restore and optimize health.